Thanks a million for having me, and I don't know about anyone else, but I'm intrigued to know which lecturer that was in UCC that was being talked about. Okay, I'm going to read a couple of things, some a bit older and some new. I just figured I'd give a little bit of introduction about the kind of themes that I'm looking at, because I think sometimes these works are easier to understand when I give them some context. So my first book is Fine Lament. I wrote this because I was raised around amateur operatics, and my mother was heavily involved in singing operas and dressing up in costumes, lots of corsets, lots of flirting and awfulness. But so I based it on the premise of the idea of the way that an operatic voice, a soprano voice, when you're singing a high note, goes somewhere between scream and song. That's the kind of formal premise of it. And then all the memories of being a child in there. Sort of being vaguely involved in high drama, that is Chorleywood Amateur Operatic Society. So, Prelude. Red wine and sift, sink into this safe keeping, thought guided by glycerin and deep screams, no need for politics. Costumed out of consequence, hark back, permed and pernicious to frivolity rules in dark blue, scraping the frame. Three stories of prophetic wall holding, hidden in fiction suburbia, are soft furnished strictures, distracted through melodrama daydreams. 1. Ravish shine. Air of spring, love's greatest call, enters faith unbounded. Ah, here, now, down hands together, honor platforms our aspiring bow. Turn to sharpness, those beggars proclaim towards hurricane fury and back to girls. Dancers, geishas, fate turn to chatter, lady of station, kowtowing, house failing, tea move to the cousin divine. He is a dream. Get girls, get Suzuki, and get ready. Bowing rare and precious, L never met my eye, forgive me. Between scream and song, know it echoes before bed, brown and white stripes singing in my nightdress, shrunken rooms of lost affection, memory now spiked, wide-eyed, admiring, largo rhythm in softened sadness, hope hills submerge in sounds. Ah, my veneration, relative secret missions off rostrum, fate led me to hoak under the table, for Suzuki, more round, alarmed at least, faced kindred present to hold hands and sign. Congratulations and bows fell away, dispatched to family, path on the hill gone to fool's intrusion. Outrage run down to languish, I know dark eyes lovingly, from dull and obese gods, comes to and quickly. Vexed approaches, swarmed gnats and relations, rippled half-word, sniffed, born to scupper. Eyeliner tracks of dead interest, caught memories, scream to the end, my god to the past, move out, hope above and below, erotic and oral, illicit, unheard, days in consequence, high tone in my ear. Not red-lipped and white face, but close to it, first floor obedient, citric curls and past letters, side smile, protected as I remember it. Wrath reserved at 126 with attraction to power not matched by your face. Misharmony when shame sings an advocate failure with every story about you. The start of your centering, the loss of top tone so pretty, the invidious gaze. Back row bewildered, shriveled, overwrought, nameless but visible, here for you, running in your sleep, thrilled and guilty. Pired, spilling church-wise, my love, you and your sailing, a take that pewed and collapse, that fucking call, no baby, this is destiny, festering, fall from chastity, flame it, guess for me, build it, burn it, bury me, focus, convulsing, I fixed fierce, thing tragic, fierce in the flames, suffering proof, sing it, Belinda, crumple, eat yourself, empty chairs, figures and cuts, ripped leg, mischievous. Split in two, you meld, screaming and moaning, that fraught telling, dwelling scars and rushed victories, wrapped, trapped in young noises, through windows and walls, some comfort to poisoned affect. Sharp, pardon. Watch you, pain left side, struggled, and what was it when your hair fell off? And there, with loyalty, my scratched face, your treacherous gut sink left and burdened, chastised, you grip my hand like you meant it. Maid cry, the high note, face caked and cracked in your ridiculous death. Prime, maiden broken in divisive air, G like screaming, line crack and unpleasant, all very Middle England. Crushed velvet, very 90s, and ambition, and arrogance, and also ran. Eye back, cut and rewritten, care, dread, and guilt. I, furious, seizing, turn and cover mouth. Stop it, I'll kill you, will you return? That idyllic season of shuffle down calm conviction. Down, insisting our hands repeat but mournfully. You comfort her birth surprise. You are lacking stand and dot ascension. Approach and cautious hands for joy. Splendid twirl, love kneels quiet, one fool and many wise. Look my faith forever, seriously. Oh, what a pity, nothing, nothing. Bend, joyous, that grievous shame would never with harming gesture more to child shame and misery in wild tones. Lying move and dagger desperate leaps and knocks so adore. Exhausted and right rock child reigns in exit, dying in the distance. Ancestor spare, grave, coarser as he comes. My glorious catharsis, your sharp breath, or better death, Japanese child with blue eyes quivering hand will dance for you. Death, death, but never again that dancing. Answer, today my name is sorrow, a warship, my love is turncoat, all my love and faith kicking plastic flowers, violets and roses that yearning. Whipping like fiend-dried and earthly-faced conventions in the kiss, what are we to think with sealed letters and tearing floods? What bears us marked, my love? Middle brow we lick it in black and white, quality too hard and prices too high. You looked away for an hour, you looked it, scared as pretty, ripped stomach subscreen, faltering scowl on whitened face, kiss-cursed. Looking up our betters in a box, fringe for softness. Blossoms rain, iris, lilies, sprays of green, earth my tear, steady with gold array, axe unfold, the spring ends waiting, arranging your hair, damned laugh, a scarlet poppy, chained anchors and all. Cursed as a child to neither health nor hope. Interlude. Subtle sifting, blanked misscore, what was it you and oblivion? What was it we stepped into? Wait, which led and wilted? What was it recourse and fealty? I was fine with it, wrecked by forgetting, upside and fiddle, maybe you forgot. Preach, cheat. Sink, full extension, vocal ventriloquy, flutter, trouble their breast with butters and bowels in all the wrong treasons. Vomit sadness, your eyes, fears, dense diction and savagery. Only the dutiful die young. Eat yourself, empty chairs. This new gale of whispered wiles of three-year-old robins, our nest in the making, sliding in syncope. Your fidget marked and force outfit held face to force movements for giggles at the back. Doll-like lymph flail at your parents' rows of skin, shake heads and cheers. Entry promises carried and grabbed are doomed to age. Herself peeling eyelash, harried harlot shouting, oh no, oh no, oh no, overrated gulps at thoughts of vanilla tar, minority motion, you with uncut bawling, the brunt almost wretches, I did like double distress when millimetre marked nightmares cackle unbound. Burger sickness clove those curls in quaint end literature laid scrim, made on Capricorn with capacity unset. There the sordid captain, he that looks eyeful and frank but nauseating, snags those lies pliant with filth felt keenly, scheming bastard bringing our house down. A vocalist bent biology that falls in ruinous, you and that hotel, that sleeping caused bright crackdowns, those dark punctuations that broke ends adrift. Ulcerous defunct this outpouring. You stretched out selfish and reformed without detail, waltz and memory, fornicating still, raw and repellent grope at the choking low playhouse that though remiss scars reap responsibility. Regret, hidden but obvious, put down as screamers in dark blue, opposed light that makes us invisible, glaring, he scolds me for you. Assenting with alacrity, varnish and lacquer, that wild that flutters, those idle fears, the genetics of failures, skin dipped in gold paint as punishment for your feigned interest. Earth my wrongs and star shearing contempt, brick walls and cold welcomes my skin dried. Indigo cape with your telltale grasping hand, verisimilitude that last look scratches tearing stare, that suspicious in that the red house yawning opens back, matchmaker with lined eyes taking generations like you proper pretty, and sure civilization and pure welfare anguish, that ice interferer, frowning until things have changed, engineering contempt, blue-lined radiation, scowling promptly on three capacities curtailed. Betrayed with that smart mouth, musing on the fight talk, riled through the wall, sigh at the deep end, her and her small fate, flag and dull, calm stars and the glory that shook us all most coaxingly, in doubt and home. Those holdings find me when he came, still said as if true, Scarlet Poppy. You harlot and him and those wily three holes touching karma, shushy and fur passionately, arising high in that wretched help that cuts her from ear to ear in her poor played ruin for the scars. In this mess, one last crack to fetch, sudden trouble for the cheap seats. You beg it with guts while the curtain falls too fast. You grope your way to the child in all its treachery, though the dishonor depletes, quick snap on in its thick drop end, burns on that coaxed, forgiven Kate, who was just so sure she was the best choice. Torment forsook eyes when you went out, in, straight on veil aim, that was careful in its deed. Go on, enjoy suffocation. Linger far and pass as Suzuki shakes her head to Sarandayescu, you orange blossom fool. Subsumed and overwhelmed. Rip off my tongue and tear it. Attention desire, panstick and pumice stone. You are dark and savagely made. Drawing bare your ploy before the interchange, aggressive vacuum, vulnerable underarm, crouched evil set to betray. Socialists in pretty dresses, cutting under our inevitable towardsmen, sex against aging, gilded for grace, ripping boredom, screwed for the better deal, gorged on cadence, cuddled in sacrosanct fields. Exiting love affairs, scratching out a score, set to harpsichord Blandsville. Burning out, you float because you're boring. Come calling with ectoblastic austerity. Creativity is a space solution. Striking present, I hear you stillness, now hear this. Run to the guy with the mustard jumpers. Old-fashioned and standard, your apologetic noise, the kick of your skirt, the dip in your throat, office hums and synth partnership, guttural space, whorehead, well-trodden, eating on, bleeding your image, set dress but wobbling, dying in the matinee, locked arms, not likely, entropic burning, no thoughts, just quotes, mapped kisses, past notes, five times and you're charmed, playing winking and drinking, I fake die and you hold me. Scarf over screen, waxen case, unsheathed, kissed blade, kissing, tottering grope, your strength left, gapes violently, kiss him sobbing, curtain descends swiftly. Coda. Warm hand kissing is wide-eyed, that costume look, lines cracked, doomed to our quivering hands. Holding firm hands, kissing your single doom, your blinding eyes, hair cracks in precious looks. Death, costume look, on hands crack for the kissing, those unfelt eyes in mirror dooms. Trick doom for looks, fake eyes and hands, missed kisses into cracks. Stripping cracks of doom, face kissing with a look, torment hands and wide-eyed. Forsaken eyes, darling, cracks, that quivering hand, that shrugging doom, fed look at your kissing. Leaving eyes and hands with all that crack kissing, nothing, nothing but doomed looking. I wrote it when I was in England, as you may have guessed, I'm from England, and I was driving in the back of my parents' car and listening to radio for them. So this is what this is. Melting with melancholy, those double-fronted properties laugh heavy at our weariness after real urban experience determined us done. With revelations we've scoured famine histories while dealing with allegiances mixed and mistaken. Look at our empirical scars, they are empty but make for good conversation. Tic-tac-toe skies disagree and we return humbled to dozing. Inevitably, the surrealist seems distant from those anchored to reality. He sits uncertain but smiling while contortionists surround him in an act of solidarity. It is thirsty work. With four-cut rhetoric, we are acid, bright and filleted, scratch-marked and sober, we fill ourselves with philanthropy. In the quest for global parenthood, we are accidental in our destruction. We protest with slogans like, at least if they are incompetent, they are probably not clever enough to be evil. And at least corruption has a clear and comprehensible purpose. You flying with mouth filled with lust, I more concerned with malignant little conservatives whose perma-fried free market propaganda is thought-thieving and malicious. Naturalism is incidental with blood under my fingernails and suspicions that we are not alone. We yearn for the optimism of the revolutionary dead of 67 or 89 and the dread of those exiled dead of 43 or 44 at the inconclusion of history. Never forget the sinister mundanity of association number two. We can expect terrible suffering. We can expect a terrible death. We wash down life moths with lukewarm milk, wincing too late they have drawn lines on our behalf, and all there is to do is pull faces to indicate our discomfort, shrugging as a sign of impotence in the face of such an organization. Guardsmen in black uniforms march past Barna Buddy without remorse or a sense of history. In flatlands we dream of umbrella pans with obsessive detail at Witty's kitchen sink vignettes compass us all. Deviation marks conspiracy while my hair shines in the sunset. Creativity is not enough. Childlessness leaves us empty. The beauty of fountains is that they try too hard to be beautiful, much like those faded Edwardian seaside resorts dressed up fancy in the rain, crumbled and cowering under the neon lights of cheap arcades. These enormous skies make us teary, leading us to question if Marble England really exists. Sincere journey of vertical lines, is your truth a complaint? Look them in the eye with manly authority in the art of rhetoric. Parade your virginity with your hair down. I must have your shapely calves. The melodrama of a threatened womb is no match for the proximity of death. Mother turned to mermaid, deploy your weapon of melancholic beauty. 19 years to go. Gentlemen vigilantes and fingerprints always on the axe, the crimson petticoats of a martyr, the quiet contemplation of a person watched unknown. What a way to start with a boy that can't be bothered. Bureaucracy turns tribal as postcode wars are televised and supporters clubs organised for cage fights. Affluence has ruined glamour. We build yurts to make a point about sustainability. Do young models ever look at Janice Dickinson and dread the future? You have 30 seconds to answer the question. The sound of the harp will let you know when your time is up. The implication of weakness. Diadact, prepare this monster, this rupture, blind fury, fearing an end. Those marks and blonde haired bias, preferring not to always, cold silk and feathers, the need for more and more finding. It sparkles, dented, a puncture in our reason, a staging of our moments, a striving to our laughter, we throw it. Ask him my last name, never forget. It's dinner tonight and we're having curry. Your windows shine, you're on the wrong side, you sit to attention, all this without research. I wrote once a thing that was clever. It wasn't my ideas, but Jimmy's, but no one ever gets it. I'm sorry. The thickness. You could regret this. Tread careful. I'm drawn to manifestos. Cake nails. Empty on one side, barred on another. And everything. Pour it all out. You love it. We should ooze and seep the best bits. Eat slime and so forth. You'll shiver over that. My last words. I told you so. Write it. Repeat. And end as such. And now my last thing that I have is a new project I'm working on called The Self-Sufficiency Handbook, or my sweet false consolation. When I was pregnant and had a little newborn, I couldn't handle anything other than the most bland television in the world. So all I could watch was River Cottage. So this is about River Cottage and the sweet false consolation. That is that. Green stuff into power, our milk and meat, browsers rather than parent stock copious, grazers ruminous and nourishing short, 5 acres in Suffolk, step steal the seed, foomed in the form, quite simply chair and threshing the sea, unnaming birds off it, issue at and milk long one particular grass, quarter nibbling that basic wheat, barley, oats, sustenance best equipped, rye, rice, maize to turn, divide up the, this is just not so, grass into food in the form, grinding, baking, which are brushes, bark, leaves, expensive machinery, brambles and bushes, soldiers could spread just as well, long grass, short, mankind's staple food, grass, roots at the industrious insects, same time, ready for sailing, agriculture to civilization, urge you not to specialise, grow and store for then each other, grinding fortune at find, maintenance ration, husband his land, production ration, his land its fertility, good grass watch, barley and dust, their conditioned stockmanship, his old father boss, high yielding, splendid parade of stallions. Salt licks thrive on ceiling and tens on poorer ground. Cider can stake a good mixture, harrow quite hard. 5 crush or split, hand-driven plates. Well on good for grass, duke bag your stove. Fold sheep, summer feed, denser consistently. Singling, folding mangold, fodder beet harvesting. It is best seed, but double tom or riding. Propagate for true seal, except in rape and mustard. Fresh mock to fork, a strip out at a time. No bulb forms for folding work that benefits. Variety of spud, insane plant seed, horse hoe and hand hoe, ground seed, wet climate. Breaking the circle. Ah, beauty, cut pan along this sharp focus, sunrise, my land, light and aired, that drive away from the city, dramatised with sharp cuts and pig's blood, here wholesome, our standout move forward. Sweet legibility, red brick hard work, there is this new future, we all clean the earth, put paid to mastrake. You're paid to do this, improve me. following the way, this is forward. We strive and strive hard, breaking out it. This real abiding asset, this mood, this shelter, displace that artifice, those forms of life, crayfish activism. Ostentatious to say the least, we've been rooty before, but with notebooks and New Year's, we can misname our substance, half remembering something I wrote to the sound of music, painting, gasping, our hard stare with Sarah, I think. You're caught, boom, forever for a word, and then it's spiffy. This thing jangles, the dog likes it, but it reminds me of fires and sentimentality, drum circles, earnestness, drugs, the darkness, fields, dumb optimism, creeping suspicion, vagueness, dancing, and the van that wouldn't start. We were there, of course, cynical together and writing it. All the alarms in Hawaii and the detailing on the windows, searching the emails. And in those days of our country retreat, our reading outside ore, band hair and trawling, you were blurred, spurred, get to him, his nature, ellipses, past your patience, more champagne, the obligation to draw. We've never been in any sense more than sartorially suited to this. The smell of the fire aside, we both know that we would starve as they do, that our eyes would fix out rather than down. Guilt, yes, but writing it. Shuffle, shuffle again. Much as we like chickens, there's no need for this incident. We resorted and puked, never able to stand, naked in ferns or pick in sun-drenched fields, coming up against law and leaving it. Your beauty is a problem, insecurities for arrogance. So thin, so thin, this polished scratch retreat is needed. Those lifestyle things, those made in history, scraping its remains to stay warm, running backwards to reject. They're wrong, of course, but happy. Comfort is rebellion, heads buried for better. Sanctuary. You know I wouldn't let this drop. I knew you were you. At your grace, we have nothing left to do. This wanted descent, this soft, warm dropout. It's a lack of the old, a lack of skewering. Head back and salvage, it'll be worth it. Two. It's hardly a woman's job. Fine, led and lefted, we must revive. He tells us toil, true classics, red onions and parity. This heady head in the kitchen, grotesquery, tossing veg, slow, soft, drink it in, it's lifestyle. Three, yoke to a plow. Our history is stroppy, 3-year biscuit we soak for rats. That time we ate pigeon in Cambridge, you burn my hands, destroy my voice, assert your recipes. This fiction of freedom, peeling, skinning, grind mud into my bones, victory. Seeking food advice, that half-acre wet dream, we hold each other and weep off-grid, blink, lament, boring, chewy, nasty, turn and furrow, our delicacy, lifting frugality with serious faces in glorious delay. Our milk and meat, parents stock copious and nourishing shorts, step steal the seed, quite simple chair and unnaming birds off it, one particular grass, wheat, barley, oats, rye, rice, maize. This is just not so, grinding, baking, expensive machinery, soldiers could spread, mankind's staple food, industrious insects, agriculture to civilization, grow and store for them. Grinding, fortunate find, husband his land its fertility, barley in dust, his old father boss, splendid parade of stallions, tens on poorer ground. Harrow quite hard, hand-driven plates, jute bag, your stove, denser consistently, green stuff into power, singling, folding mangold, browsers rather than fodder beet harvesting, grazes ruminous. It is best seed, but 5 acres in Suffolk, double tom or riding, food in the form, propagate from true steel, threshing the sea, accepting rape and mustard, issue at and milk long, fresh mock to fork, coarse and nibbling that basic, a strip out at a time, sustenance best equipped, no gold forms for to turn, divide up the folding work that benefits. Grass into food in the form, variety of spud in which brushes, bark, leaves, same plant, seed, brambles and bushes, horse hoe and hand hoe, just as well long grass short, ground, seed, wet climate, grass, roots at the same time, ready for sailing, urge you not to specialise, each other, maintenance ration, production ration. Good grass, grass watch, their conditioned stockmanship, high yielding, salt licks thrive on sealing and silage, mistake a good mixture, 5 crush or split, well on good for grass, fold sheep summer feed. 4. Armchair revolutionaries. There is something poisonous here, those dark suits that bleed, I have never, not with this, not in it. Burn on in counting, there was no way, it turns out, and so we are trapped, doomed to sighing, substantial countryside and money, despair, despair. Bound to in wind loss the day that we blew, marked back and firestorm, we flew into windows, to score, to fell. And even though this is not my country, it is ripped and miserable, but we go to the zoo regardless. Hanging cloud for this smart ache in phallosplenetic and coarse, the dead end of headpat paternalism. There is no hope, they screech reclining. Our last days are blue and beggared. My run, my frenzy, this emery threat, our layout. Taking the last time no mere affections slip between sidelines, outdated at least, missing nothing, buying holes, score it, refresh our misery, laugh at crossings and mutter about turnout. There is nothing more than murky. Mark what we've read, the silly, splendid and strong, building but extracting in nonsense, yapping at the millstone in lacking. I've nothing, she marks, and sighs for it. This is our outrage, made of palm, refusing, resisting. Dropping in sense, your sacrosanct thought, knowing better, we aren't friends but forcing it, this loss burns heavy but not for me. Manufacture melancholy, it suits your self-image, talk over me, you're surely more wise. There's nothing but you in this, shock, fill and centre. 5. Woman the barricades. And so you say this like it means something, those dark-made words, our left side much regarded, oh my, left nothing of that in musty. But then, this was ever about our reasons, not made night broken, there is melancholy, she said proudly, left boot, pointing and pounding, we mark back friendly, misjudging boors and idiots, there is nothing here, I cannot strike it, no matter, too late for me now, sigh, wail, yawn, bed. Your people, not mine, there is no fallacy, our wind lent, scored and scoured, feigning reluctance so curly, our more marks made lively, our turn and tour. Thank you.
All right, can we have one more round of applause for Rachel Warner? Yeah.